BrightBerry.com.
What is up, America? Greetings, friends. American beyond. What's going on? Welcome, friends, to The Bright Side. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben. Nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your health and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and more in control of your health, and you know you can overcome any health issue. And that's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne and psoriasis and eczema and rosacea, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, and autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that, by the standards of modern medicine, can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and to renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, this healing and renewing and regenerating system is simply the way the body works, business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you want to help a loved one get off their prescriptions and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we want to hear from you. We welcome your phone calls at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Get on board early. The phone lines fill up quick, and it's first come, first serve at 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the Ingevity products, you have questions about formulations, questions about skincare, or if you want to contribute to the conversation or share a success story, we love hearing success stories, 855-660-4261 is your number. If you want to purchase any of the Ingevity products or you want to read up on them, check my website out, brightsideben.com. We've got a shopping cart up there with all the Ingevity products you hear us talk about on the program, including my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that you add to water and drink. It tastes great. It's loaded with nutrients, water-soluble vitamins B and C, fat-soluble vitamins D, E, A, and K, your zinc, selenium, copper, chromium, boron. It's got grapeseed extract. It's got amino acids, glucosamine. It's truly a cornucopia of nutrition for $50 a month. It's an awesome, awesome deal, and most folks will notice results in one or two doses, results like weight loss, results like less appetite, a diminishment in your appetite. Blood pressure will drop. Most people have more energy, and all of this happens in one or two doses, especially if you're dealing with some kind of nutritional deficiency or dealing with some kind of digestive problem. The stuff goes right to work. It tastes awesome. It's wonderful for kids, and you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470 and join the team. Ask them about joining the Brightside Ben team. You can also click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. All right, thanks so much for joining us once again on The Bright Side. We left off yesterday talking about oxygen and light, the relationship between oxygen and light. I got a bunch of questions, a bunch of letters yesterday, folks asking questions about ultraviolet light. Apparently some people are still scared of sun cancer, of sun-related cancer, still scared of the sun, still got a lot of heliophobes out there, folks who are scared of the sun. So I want to say a couple things before we get into this real interesting relationship between oxygen and breathing and the whole subject of energy and how energy is produced in the body. So ultraviolet light, UV light, turns on growth and healing. UV light activates building chemistry. That's the way the system works, and it's a very effective strategy for a species that developed 2 million years ago in the hot sun, the hot savanna sun of Africa. And the sun is a stressor. The sun is a stressor, and as we know,
There's a connection between stress and building. Small amounts of control stress are anabolic. They're building. Small amounts of control stress stimulate the building process. We have a word for this stress-induced anabolic building response. It's called exercise. So the sun is like an exercise device. The sun is like a dumbbell. The sun's going to give you big biceps. The sun will give you big pecs. The sun will accelerate healing. The sun's like a weight. The sun is a stressor. It's like an exercise inducer. To deprive yourself of the sun is to deprive yourself of one of nature's prime anabolic building substances, building things. This beautiful star in the sky stimulates the growth process, stimulates anabolism, stimulates healing. Interestingly, the stress system and the pigment system are intertwined. Cortisol, which is the body's stress hormone, and melanin, which is the body's pigment, are activated at the same time. Cortisol and melanin get turned on by stressors. Cortisol, the body's stress hormone, melanin, pigment, both get turned on by stressors. Both of them are part of the generic stress response. There isn't a special stress response for an individual stress. It's not like you have a stress response for the sun and a stress response for lions and tigers and bears and a stress response for your boss or a stress response for our diseases or a stress response for our dysfunctional family or a stress response for gluten. It's like we have the same stress response for all of these things. There's not individual stress responses. The body responds to stresses, whatever those stresses are, in the same way. The stress itself doesn't matter. The stress response is going to be the same, whether that stress is the sun, whether that stress is gluten intolerance, whether that stress is the police state, or whether that stress is our kids or our families, or whether that stress is a nutritional deficiency, or whether that stress is cancer. The stress response in the body will occur in the same way. The blood is going to clot. The blood vessels will tighten. Mucus will be secreted. The digestive system will shut down. Energy will be diverted into the legs and into the peripheral muscles. Reproductive functions will shut down. Sex, libido, fertility, all of these will slow down and shut down. Alertness and vigilance will be decreased. These will all occur no matter what the stressor is. The generic stress response is going to show up as high blood pressure. It's going to show up as insomnia. It's going to show up as slow healing. It's going to show up as degenerative disease. It's going to show up as digestive problems. It's going to show up as sexual dysfunction, as PMS, as balding. All of these are manifestations of the stress response. Does this sound familiar to anyone? Is anyone out there dealing with insomnia or hypertension or degenerative disease or digestive problems or sexual dysfunction or PMS? You see what I'm saying here, folks? What we're dealing with, what we're calling degenerative disease, this health crisis that we are confronting in this country, is largely the response, largely the manifestation of the stress response. Hypothyroidism, COPD, adrenal issues, these are all manifestations of the way the body handles survival threats. We are dealing with a stress response crisis. It's not a health crisis. It's a stress response crisis. And if there is a stress response, the only thing we need to be asking ourselves is, what the heck is causing the stress? What is getting into our system that's causing this exaggerated stress response? One of the biggest survival threats on the African savannah was the sun. So we developed a pigment darkening system, which got thrown into this generic stress mix, along with blood clotting, along with hypertension, along with shutting down the digestive system, and along with all of the other things that happen in the generic stress response. If your skin is blotchy from the sun, don't blame the sun. If you get skin cancer, don't blame the sun. It's the stress response to the sun. It's how we're handling the sun. Now, you certainly don't want to burn. And you don't want to, it's probably pretty excessive to lay out in the sun for hours at a time. But our job should be to get healthy by correcting our stress response, correcting digestive problems, making sure we're getting skin protection nutrients so we can exploit and leverage the power, the raw building power of the sun. 99% of the solar system is the sun. The sun is over 1 million times bigger than the Earth. The sun burns 4 million tons of of stuff every second. The sun is responsible for the life, for the thriving, for the growth and existence of every living thing on the planet. And to deprive ourselves of this powerful, healing, nutritional source called the sun is the height of craziness. All right. We'll continue our discussion about the sun and stress when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back on the bright side. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben. Our number today is 855-660-4261. Our number every day on the bright side, 855-660-4261. 866-460-4261. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, head over to brightsideben.com, take a look at our shopping cart, or you can click on the Join the Team link and make some money selling longevity products, or you can just get your products at the wholesale price if you like. Click on the Join the Team link or call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Okay, so we're talking about the sun, we're talking about oxygen and energy production, of all the crazy strategies, medical strategies, health strategies, nutty things doctors say. Heliophobia is just another in the long list of stupidity spewed out by the medical model, along with doctors who didn't wash their hands. The story of Semmelweis comes to mind. Semmelweis, Dr. Semmelweis, was a guy who said, you know, maybe we should be washing our hands after we leave the morgue and we go deliver babies. Of course, he got laughed out of the hospital and died broke and penniless for suggesting that the doctors wash their hands after they do autopsies and go deliver, between the time they do autopsies and go deliver babies. Staying out of the sun, maybe not quite as dumb as that. Maybe not quite as dumb as doctors who don't wash their hands or didn't wash their hands. But still, a crazy, crazy, crazy strategy, especially when you consider how important the sun is. The sun stimulates growth. The sun stimulates healing. The sun stimulates wellness. The sun stimulates stress management hormones. Excessive sun, you want to stay away from, and you certainly want to make sure that you're healthy enough to get in the sun. But by all means, people, if you got sun where you live, go out 10 minutes a day, 4 days a week, get yourself some sun. All right, as far as oxygen goes, we've been talking about oxygen and its relationship to energy production. Deficiencies in oxygen mean inflammation, hypoxia, low oxygen levels turn on the inflammatory process, and the inflammatory process lurks behind all degenerative disease. And inflammation, in turn, means further depression in oxygen, which means further inflammation, which means a further depression in oxygen, and this is where the downward spiral of disease can begin. The vast majority of oxygen in our atmosphere comes from sunlight, and there's a very interesting relationship here. We'll talk about this on our next Brightside episode, about what happens when the sun hits oxygen. But for the most part, 95, 96, 97% of the oxygen in our atmosphere comes from light. Oxygen was first discovered when a British scientist named Jacob Priestley, back in the late 1700s, I believe, noticed that when he burnt a candle under a glass, eventually the candle would go out. From this, he figured out that for burning to occur, there must be something underneath the glass that allowed this burning to happen. Something that had energy that could stimulate burning, and something that got used up in the burning process. He didn't know what that something was, but he gave it the name phlogiston. Phlogiston is the Greek word for flammable, and Jacob Priestley said that there was something called he called phlogiston under this glass that was allowing that candle to burn, and when the phlogiston was burnt up, the candle went out. Jacob Priestley said that green plants produced phlogiston. Jacob Priestley said green plants could repair the air. This is his quote. He said, green plants could repair the air. Later on, this mysterious burning substance, this phlogiston substance, was discovered to be what we call today oxygen. Oxygen. Oxygen comes from the French word for acid producing. Oxy means acid, and gen means producing or generating. Oxygen, generating oxy, generating acid. Acid, as we said before, is something that emits electrical energy, spews out electrical energy. An acid spews out electrical energy. An alkaline substance sucks it up. Oxygen is a substance that produces electrical energy. Oxygen is a substance that produces acid or electrical energy. By definition, oxygen is a substance that produces electricity. It's actually not producing electricity as much as it's producing an electrical current. A current is like a train, and that's why I find I like to call oxygen as an electricity magnet. Oxygen has a pulling effect. It's not really an electricity producer, but the effect is the same. Oxygenation means energy. That's a take-home message here, people. Oxygenation means energy. The energy to make things happen, including to make things burn. This ability that plants have to produce oxygen is based on the biochemistry of something that's called photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is a chemical reaction that has the net effect of turning the sun into stuff. How cool is that? Plants, via photosynthesis, turn the sun into stuff. They turn the sun into oxygen, and they turn the sun into sugar. Now, don't ask me how that's done. Nobody knows how that's done. We just know that it is done. Plants turn the sun into sugar and oxygen. How cool is that? Plants actually take gas, carbon dioxide, for you biochemists out there in the audience, plants take carbon dioxide gas, and then with water and in combination with the sun, they turn it into sugar and oxygen. Gas, carbon dioxide gas, and water in combination with the sun turn into sugar and oxygen. From there, bacteria that live in the bottom of the plants contribute the element nitrogen, and from that point, all of life is created. In other words, via this amazing chemical reaction, the net effect is sunlight becomes oxygen, and from there all life begins. In a way, you could say oxygen is like a type of sunlight. Well, perhaps not exactly, because you need water and you need carbon dioxide gas to make this reaction happen. But for our purposes, at least in this discussion, the relationship between sunlight and oxygen can be said to be nearly equivalent. For the most part, you can think of sunlight and oxygen as being equivalent via this plant interaction, at least for our purposes. Important point here is that sunlight and oxygen are both highly energetic substances, and highly energetic substances can be very important for the health and healing processes, and highly energetic substances can be bad as well. Oxygen can be good and bad. You can use electricity to power your house or to kill somebody. You can use nuclear energy to power a city or to kill a lot of people. And likewise, sunlight and oxygen can destroy life or they can make life happen. This toxic nature of sunlight and oxygen has forced cells to create compounds that protect themselves. Cells make things to protect themselves from the potential toxicity of oxygen and sunlight. We call these compounds generically antioxidants. While nature has designed antioxidants, created antioxidants to protect plants, the animals that eat those plants can get benefits from those antioxidants too. Antioxidants have a dampening effect on electrical energy or on solar energy. They basically suck it up like a vacuum cleaner sucks up dirt. And this vacuuming effect of excess electric energy from the sun or from oxygen can protect the plant or the animal that eats the plant from this excess electrical energy, whether that electrical energy comes from the sun or comes from oxygen. Now, the relationship between the sun and oxygen is also very interesting in the sense that the sun turns oxygen into something that's really, really, really toxic. The sun can actually turn oxygen into one of the most carcinogenic substances you will ever interact with. And on our next Bright Side episode, I'm going to tell you about this stuff that may be one of the most dangerous substances in our environment, and it comes from the reaction that the sun has with oxygen. And we'll also tell you about ways that you can defend yourself from this toxic compound that is produced from the reaction of sunlight with oxygen. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. If you're on hold, hang tight. We'll get you when we come back from our break. Got a couple lines open for you, 855-660-4261. We'll be back with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a really cool note here from Mel, who says, "Oh my gosh, Ben, I will be 60 in a month. I'm self-employed, doing more work than many men half my age, and I feel great. I receive compliments almost daily. Thank you. Due to financial concerns, I've had to deviate slightly from the regimen Doc Wallach recommends, one healthy start pack per month. I'm using the BTT, True Blue, Floor FX, and EFA as suggested. In addition, each morning I make a protein drink and ground flaxseed. Good job. Raw milk, 3 to 4 raw eggs. Wow. Fruit, and almost a month ago, switched to One World Whey and a teaspoon of coconut oil. I've eliminated most of the gluten from my diet, and here's the good news. I'm sleeping well. After my feet hit the floor, I'm wide awake after only a few seconds. I feel great. I wish everyone could feel this good. Thank you for all you do, Mel." You know what, Mel? I know exactly what you're talking about. I wish everyone knew how good they can feel. That's why I do this radio program. That's why I talk about the longevity product. That's why I tell you about eggs, and that's why I tell you about whey, and that's why I tell you about coconut oil and Udo's blend and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Folks, you have no idea how good you can feel if you're dealing with some kind of health crisis, if you're dealing with some kind of degenerative disease, if you want to get off your prescription drugs, please. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. You owe it to your friends and your loved ones to at least give a nutritional supplement program a try. Give some of these ideas we talk about on the Bright Side a try. Breathe deeply. Drink vegetable juices. Use liquid nutrients. Eat less food. Get out in the sun. And by all means, get on a good nutritional supplement program. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Do it now. Call up the Bright Side Ben phone team, 866-735-2470. Tell them you want to try the BTT. I'm not kidding you, people. When you get on this stuff, you are going to notice results within one or two doses. Give it a shot. It's $50 a canister, and it's going to be the best $50 you ever spend. Thanks so much, Mel, for your note. I appreciate it. All right, our number today, 855-660-4261. Let's take our first phone call today. Gary in Connecticut, welcome to the Bright Side. What is going on?
Thank you. My question is about keloid scars.
Okay. Keloid scars are nasty scars that show up. Some people get them all the time. Keloid scars are a sign that collagen is being secreted in too much abundance. The body's got control mechanisms for secretions and for proteins, and they're supposed to be, obviously you need secretion and production of these proteins, but you also need to have a shutoff system.
Right.
A keloid scar is when you don't have a shutoff system. The fibroblast, which is the cell that makes the collagen, just keeps pumping out the collagen and pumping out the collagen until it piles up, and a thick pile of collagen doesn't look very attractive. It looks like what is called a keloid. Is it for you, sir, or is it somebody you know?
My wife has them.
Okay, so here's what you're going to need to do. Number one, the most important thing to deal with a keloid scar is fats and fatty vitamins, especially essential fatty acids and vitamins D, E, A, and K, possibly to a certain extent, phytonutrients. However, it's not just as simple as taking essential fatty acids or taking fatty vitamins, because many people have digestive issues that impair the absorption of fats, of all substances, but especially fats and fatty vitamins. So let me ask you, Gary, does your wife have any digestive issues that she knows of? She may have them lurking behind under the surface, but that she knows of. Constipation, diarrhea, loose stools, heartburn, gas, bloating, anything she knows of. I mean, she's got to have them. You don't get keloid scars without them.
She's constipated all the time.
Okay, there you go. So here's what you're going to need to do. She's probably not absorbing her fats. She probably has something that's freaking out her small intestine. Yesterday we talked about how constipation is the manifestation of the freeze response. The fight, flight, and freeze are the three ways the body shows, the three ways stress shows up in the body. Fighting, running away, or freezing. Freezing is the deer in the headlights kind of phenomena, and your digestive system has a deer in the headlights phenomena that it exhibits as well, and it's called constipation. Constipation is the sign of a digestive system that is freaked out. It's got the deer in the headlights look. It's frozen. So what you want to do, number one, is you're going to need to figure out what is impairing her digestive system. She's probably not absorbing her fats. Does she have her gallbladder?
She does.
How old is she?
3.
How old?
33.
Okay, so she's young. That's good. PMS, history of PMS?
No, cramps? Not a problem.
Nope. Not at a problem. Periods regular? Do you know this for a fact?
Yeah, they're regular.
Okay, cramping, bloating, anything like that? Fibroid cysts?
Nothing out of the ordinary.
That's out of the ordinary? What do you mean, ordinary cysts?
No, as far as the cramping and whatnot.
Oh, okay. All right, there's no ordinary cramping. She should not have any kind of cramping at all or any kind of cysts. That's cool. That's interesting you say that, though, because we assume that cramping and bloating and discomfort come with PMS. No, they don't. They only come with PMS if there's something cooking. So here's what you're going to need to do. Number one, get her on a probiotic supplement. I like the Nightly Essence. Get her on 80 billion units a day. First and foremost, as far as supplements go, get her on the probiotics. Secondly, see if you can track the constipation to specific foods. Dairy is usually involved, although not, it could be other things as well. But see if you can link the constipation up to certain foods. Dairy, grains, bread, cereal, all of these can be problematic. But every time she's constipated, she's got to write down in a book what she ate 2, 4, 6, 8 hours before.
Okay.
So link the constipation up to specific foods. Probiotics, number one. lift the constipation up to certain foods and then eliminate those foods, number two. Number three, make sure she's getting enough fiber. Very important for everybody, but especially important for women, and especially if you're dealing with constipation. Fiber can help clean out the colon, clean out the digestive tract, and fiber is also very important for the female reproductive system. Between bacteria and fiber, you have a wonderful way of controlling how estrogen is handled in the body. So I'd be doing flax seeds every morning. Flax seeds are also a good source of essential fatty acids, so they'll help you there too. However, grind up 3 or 4 tablespoons of flax seeds in a coffee grinder and then dump them into a whey protein smoothie. That's what I do every morning. If she can't handle whey, have her do hemp seed protein smoothie. So fiber, probiotics, connect your constipation up to problem foods. Fourthly, she's going to need to make sure that she's using her fatty nutrients with digestive enzymes. So have her take essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs from Youngevity is a great place to be. A great nutritional strategy to take 3 or 4 or 5 capsules a day is a great place to be. She could take up to 9 or 12 capsules a day of the ultimate EFA, but make sure she's taking it at the end of meals with her digestive enzymes and with apple cider vinegar. And it wouldn't hurt her to do maybe a teaspoon or so of lecithin, which you can buy in a health food store. Lecithin liquid with her meals. Digestive enzymes, I like the ultimate enzymes, her fatty vitamins and fatty nutrients, the ultimate EFA, 20,000 international units of vitamin A a day, 400 international units of vitamin E a day, maybe 5,000 mcg micrograms of vitamin K a day, and she can do her vitamin D several ways. Either the sun's the best way, making sure she's getting a little bit of sun, and then also making sure the sun also may help her with her keloids as well, or she can get her vitamin D from fish oil. I like Pharmax fish oil. Carlson makes a good cod liver oil. Both are good sources of vitamin D. You can also get vitamin D from the skin of chicken or the skin of fish. The sun's the best way to get your vitamin D. Probably the least effective way to get your vitamin D is in capsules, although if worse comes to worse, 5,000 or so IU of vitamin D3 a day might be something for her to think about. So you're going to focus on the digestive system. You're going to focus on fat absorption. You're going to eliminate problem foods. You're going to make sure you're taking your digestive enzymes, your apple cider vinegar, your lecithin, your fatty vitamins, and your ultimate EFAs. That's how you deal with keloids. Treat it as a fatty issue and as an inflammatory issue that may be secondary to digestive problems. Thanks so much for your call, Gary. Appreciate it. We got to take a break. We're coming back with more good phone calls and more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. You guys catch this article. Processed meat, early death link. Sausages, ham, bacon, and other processed meats appear to increase the risk of dying young. A study of 500,000 people across Europe suggests, well, no kidding, people. Among the worst foods you could ever eat are processed meats. Poison from the get-go. Sausages and bacon and ham. People, if you want to shorten your life, if you want to increase your risk of degenerative disease, you can think of there's probably no better strategy to increase your risk of breakdown disease, cancer, aging, accelerated aging, lousy skin, than to eat processed meat, sausages, ham, and bacon. There's no role in human health for that crappy, crappy food. Sausages, ham, and bacon. And I'm so sorry to say, and that's what this article on BBC Health talks about, processed meat, early death link. Okay, 855-660-4261 is our number today on the bright side. If you've got a success story you want to share, if you've got questions about health or nutrition, Carla in Alberta, I believe, is that correct? Carla in Alberta, Canada?
Actually, Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. Okay. Harlan, Alabama. What's going on?
Opposite end.
Opposite direction. That's right.
Anyway, I have a friend who he's just been diagnosed with an eye condition where they've given him little hope of anything but blindness. I'm going to try to say this. Let's see. It's bilateral acquired juxtafoveal telangiectasia.
Telangiectasia. I love it. Say it again. I'm going to make you say that again. That's so cute. Say it again. We'll break it down for you. I'm going to break it down, tell you what all that means, okay. But say it real slow. Okay.
Okay. Juxtafoveal telangiectasia.
Telangiectasia simply means a lot of blood vessels, but I'm not understanding that other word. Juxtafovea?
It is juxtafoveal.
Oh, juxtafovea. Okay. Mm-hmm. Juxtafovea means it involves the fovea, which is the middle part of the eye. And telangiectasia means there's a lot of blood vessels. Basically, what's happening is his eyes are producing a lot of blood vessels. Blood vessel cells are going crazy. Remember, all disease is cell disease, and cells go crazy when there's inflammation and when there's suffocation. And toxification and starvation. And when I say inflammation, I'm not talking about the inflammation that most of us think about when you get a broken leg or you get hit in the eye or hit on the head. That's macro inflammation. That's big inflammation. Micro inflammation is very tiny, tiny inflammatory pockets, areas where cells don't get fed. The cells are surrounded with swollen kinds of swollen material and fluids, and it keeps the cells from doing what they need to do. Eventually, the cells go crazy and start to grow in a lunatic fashion. Now, another thing that could be happening when you have telangiectasias is it could be the body's attempt to deliver more oxygen to an area that's not getting enough oxygen, again, secondary to inflammation. But the key word here is inflammation. Micro inflammation, tiny inflammation. And my dear, is this a good friend of yours, Carla?
He is.
Okay, so here's, how old is he, by the way?
He's around 50.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you a question that I know the answer to, but I just want you to think about this, okay?
Okay.
Carla, does your friend, what's his name?
His name is Stuart.
First name. Stuart. Does your friend Stuart have any other health issues? I know the answer to this, but I want you to think about it. Any other health conditions?
Well, I can't tell you personally. His wife would be the one that could tell me all that.
Okay, well, ask his wife about it because I can guarantee you 100% as a healthcare professional who's been practicing for 30 years, seeing thousands of people, I can tell you definitively he has other things going on in the body. He does not just have juxtafoveal telangiectasia. I love saying that. Juxtafoveal. That means blood vessels around in the eye, basically. He doesn't have just juxtafoveal telangiectasia. There's no little magical fairy that sprinkles juxtafoveal telangiectasia dust on his eyes. You understand what I'm saying? It's a sign of generic breakdown. Early in the program today, we talked about how the stress response shows up generically. Your friend Stuart is dealing with a body in distress, so there's no pill that you could take for the phobia. There's no cream you could put on the phobia. Now, if you go to a bonehead doctor, he's going to put some drops in the phobia. He's going to put some drops in the eye. He's going to tell the guy he's going to go blind. That's baloney. And that's why people have such little respect for the medical profession, because they say stupid things like that. The poor man is falling apart. So what we want to do is we want to reverse this generic breakdown that's occurring throughout the body and let God take care of his eyes. Once we take care of the body, the divine force will the healing process that's run by the divine force will kick in on its own. What we got to do is we got to eliminate anything that's getting in the body that's slowing down growth and repair, and we got to make sure there's raw materials in there to feed the growth and repair process. God will take care of the rest. The divine force will take care of the rest. Our job is to figure out what's getting into the system that's corrupting it, and then to put raw materials into the system that the body can use to heal. Does that make sense so far, ma'am?
It does.
Okay, so number one, how do you eliminate the crapola that's getting into the body? Well, I know probably people are getting sick of me saying this, but I'll say it again. There's only three ways crap gets into the body. Number one, potentially anyway. Number one, potentially through the skin. That hardly ever happens. Number two, through the nose. That can happen occasionally, but unlikely. Third, the vast majority of crapola that gets into the body to turn on the inflammatory process, to make cells freak out, to cause telangiectasias and inflammation and breakdown of all kinds is through the foods that we're eating. So have Stuart link up, and I know he's got digestive symptoms. If he doesn't know he has them, he's got to find them. Have him link up his constipation, diarrhea, loose stools, cramping, bloating, heartburn, etc. to specific foods, and then eliminate those foods, not to use his memory, but to write things down. Write down what he eats, how he feels afterwards. Write down how he feels and what he ate before. Does that make sense, how I explain that?
It does.
Okay, so keep track of the foods he's eating. Eliminate problem foods. Secondly, focus on nutrients for the digestive system, especially probiotics, digestive enzymes, the ultimate enzymes from longevity, liquid nutrients, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, soups, vegetable juices, get a Vitamix, anything he can do to reduce the load on the digestive system using liquids and using nutrient-dense substances like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine supplements is going to be in his interest. Then there's nutrients that he could take that will help protect against the inflammatory process, and there's a whole slew of them. Magnesium, I'd be doing 2,000 milligrams of magnesium every day. Vitamin E, 400 international units a day of vitamin E every day, and have him look for mixed tocotrienols. Get on the OPC selenium, I'm sorry, the ultimate selenium, 400 to 600 micrograms a day. Make sure that he's getting 50 milligrams a day of zinc. Zinc picolinate is the best form. Make sure that he's getting 20,000 international units a day of vitamin A a day. He should probably take his vitamin A and vitamin E together at the end of meals, like the last gal that we talked, like Gary that we just talked to. Make sure he's taking his vitamin A and his vitamin E with meals or at the end of meals with apple cider vinegar and with lecithin and with the ultimate enzymes. The ultimate enzymes could be very helpful. So you're going to focus on digestive system, digestive symptoms, eliminate foods that trigger constipation or heartburn, diarrhea, or any kind of digestive symptoms. Use digestive support, probiotics, the digestive enzymes, apple cider vinegar, lecithin, liquid nutrients, soups, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and then accessory nutrients. There's a lot of them, but some of them include magnesium, vitamin E, vitamin A, zinc, and then what else did I tell you here? By the way, coenzyme Q10 may not hurt either. Maybe a couple hundred to a couple hundred milligrams of oil-soluble coenzyme Q10. There's tons more that you could do, Carla, but what you want to focus on is the idea that something is getting into the system that that's corrupting the healing process, that's causing microinflammation. The body's response is to grow more blood cells, to grow more blood vessels, and blood vessel cells may be freaking out a little bit, and that's causing that hyperproliferation of the vasculature. Although I probably would think that the reason that the eye, that he's getting all of these blood vessels in the eye, is because of local inflammation, microinflammation, and the body's attempting to deliver oxygen to these micro-inflamed areas. Okay, Carl, does that make sense? Is that good? Enough information for you? Okay, good deal. Hey, why don't you send me an email if you don't mind and let me know how he's doing, okay? Ben@ksco.com. Thank you so much. All right, I'd like to take a few more phone calls, but we're going to run out of time. Let's see if we can get one more in. Rick in Illinois, real quick, if you've got a quickie for us.
Good morning, Ben. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. But do you want to, I've only got about a minute. I can either try to answer you now or you can call back on Monday. Either way.
Why don't I get started today and I'll call back on Monday.
Okay. What's going on, buddy?
I have tinnitus in my left ear. I saw my ENT on February 5th. They had my ears cleaned. He didn't see any problems. I saw my GP on February 13th for a persistent cough and what felt like chest congestion. He noted that I had a fluid buildup behind my left eardrum, which explained why I had been hearing a rustling sound in the left ear and why it felt like it was blocked.
Okay, here's the deal, Rick. I'll give you some ideas that you can start on right away, and then we'll have to finish you up on Monday.
Okay.
Inflammation. Something is getting into that area, which is extremely sensitive. It's causing the nerves that are responsible for hearing to be activated inappropriately, and that's what causes the ringing. Inflammation. Look for something that's getting into the system, into the body, that's causing that inflammation almost always through foods. Wish we had more time, Rick. Please call back on Monday. We'll talk about tinnitus. I'm Pharmacist Ben. On Monday, we'll finish up our little discussion on oxygen and light. I'll tell you about something that's produced by the reaction between oxygen and light is really, really problematic, and what you can do about it.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.